You're listening to Stock Car Radio. It's your turn to join in on the conversation. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. Oh, dear. Welcome back. It is Stock Car Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Show brought to you in part by Craftsman Made to Make, America's most trusted tool brand. Stephen Cole Smith and I talking about all things motorsports. Of course, just back from Las Vegas. I know there's a race going on. We'll get to that. Don't worry about it. We got to talk our Las Vegas and Halloween stories real quick. So, Steve, I was there, and I got a chance, and it'll air in the next coming weeks whenever you and me can't be together on the radio. Tony Kanaan and his wife, Lauren. I got to interview the winner of the Indianapolis 500. What a great dude.
Isn't he? He lives here in Florida, and he's a big car nut. I mean, all the tuner shops down in Miami are, you know, they're familiar with Tony, and I've gone down and done a couple of stories on him, and they've all got Tony stories, and he's such a great ambassador for racing in general. He's just one of the nicest guys. I've never heard a bad word about Tony Kanaan, and I met him when we went to Japan for IndyCar, when they raced over there for the first time at Honda's track. And what a gentleman, what a fun guy to be around. So glad to see him win the Indy 500, and now he's heading over to Ganassi. He's got another shot at it this next year, I think. So Tony Kanaan's he's no spring chicken, but man, he still knows how to drive a car, and I think this is going to be a pretty good year for him.
I said to him, I go, all right, Tony, so you know you're going to win, you're on a yellow flag, but you got to keep it all together. I said, what were you thinking as you were about to go over the finish line? I go, did you crap your pants? And he goes, pants? I don't wear pants. He goes, I wear a race suit. And it's just, he's like, that's the kind of guy he is. He's funny, you know?
He is. So, yeah, he's cool. A great sense of humor, and he's a heck of a driver. The guy's been good since the day he came up from, is he Colombian? Where's he from? Brazil?
Brazil. I think it's Brazil, yeah.
Yeah, by the way, those places down there where the families are rich, and they send the kids up here to take all of our money.
There you go.
No, Tony's a great guy. Like I said, I've never heard anybody say a bad thing about him, and he's one of those guys, even if he's not your favorite driver, you're happy to see him win because he's just a nice guy.
So have you ever met his wife?
I'm not. I remember the girlfriend that he had, and I'll tell you why I remember the girlfriend, and I may have mentioned in the last show, because I've never seen a waist that small. You know, you read Gone with the Wind, and they talk about Scarlett O'Hara and her 18-inch waist, and I go, nobody's got an 18-inch. And this girl, she looked like, a wasp, basically. There was an ample up above, an ample down below, and in the middle, I'm going, how in the world that has to be surgically done? You have to have ribs removed and probably a couple of feet of intestines, but, man, she was... She was a soap opera star or some kind of an actress or something. But
okay, that ain't his wife. That must have been a girlfriend or something.
Yeah, it was. This was 15 years ago. I'm sure it wasn't his wife. But,
no, I got to tell you, his wife, Lauren, is homegrown. Okay, I can tell you, I'll put a picture in your mind. Picture this.
Okay.
Gilligan's Island, Marianne. Everyone was in love with Mary, the little, the ponytails.
Right, yeah.
I'm telling you, the same smile, the same energy. She's born and raised in Indianapolis. Just the nice girl, a journalist. And I was so happy for him. Yeah, because, just nice person, And so anyway, Tony Kanaan, you could just tell the guy's life now. From now on, if he doesn't screw up, he's going to have a blessed life. He's got a great wife. He's an Indy 500 winner on top of everything else. And a lot of good friends. Now, the other guy I ran into while I was at SEMA was Robbie Gordon, who was there, by the way, to do one of his stadium truck races.
Right.
Caesar's Palace.
I haven't been to one yet. I guess this was the end of the first season for that thing. I know he owns it or owns part of the house.
No, he owns it, yeah.
Yeah. How's Robbie doing?
You know what? He looked about kind of chubby like me. And I thought, well, hell, if he can race, I can race. I didn't know you could be chubby and race.
Well, but, yeah, I mean, look at me. I race, and my God, I'm fatter than both of you guys put together. So.
No, he's in good shape.
I mean, how many sports can he do sitting down? That's what I love about racing.
I know. But he did a race, this kind of like a exhibition race.
Yeah.
At Caesar's Palace. Literally, you know, jumping and flipping and flying. And this I got to tell you, it's like trophy truck off-road racing. And by the way, this was on tarmac. I mean, as you can know, streets.
Yep.
Meets rally racing. And he says these are like three-quarter scale trophy trucks. And I couldn't believe it. If you go online and you look, you will see how they were literally racing right off Las Vegas Boulevard, right in to the parking area and around all through Caesar's Palace. It was amazing. The guy's an animal.
I got to see that series. I hope it makes it to a second or third season so he can come to a few new markets, because it looks like it's a blast. It's basically motocross with trucks.
Right. And you know what? He's on. He made a deal with NBC.
Oh,
so
good.
I have a feeling it's
TV. Yeah,
I have a feeling we're going to see a lot more of that. And a very smart guy. All right, we're going to take another short break. I guess it's about time we get to some stock car race, some cup racing in, Phoenix or something. I don't know where they are this week.
That's where they are.
Doesn't matter. We're having too much fun anyway. It is Stock Car Radio. Alan Taylor, Stephen Cole Smith. We'll take a short one. Don't go anywhere. Our show is brought to you in part by Escort Radar Detectors. By the way, they won at SEMA, the Consumer Electronics Award. You're listening to Stock Car Radio, presented by Escort Radar Detectors. Hit the road fully equipped. Visit escortradar.com.